2015 was a very good year for Colony, a very ambitious year, and I expect 2016 to be even better.
Paula Mahan says the outlook for Colony in the year ahead is a good one. The Democrat cites accomplishments including balancing the town budget, keeping taxes low, and attracting new businesses. Recently reelected to a fifth term, Mahan found many positive talking points.
It's important to recognize that although we all know new jobs are coming to Colony, every day the number of high-tech and manufacturing jobs is increasing as well. We all know that these jobs provide a more stable population and a better business climate.
Colony, with about 83,000 residents, is enjoying a flat tax rate, keeping under the state cap. Mahan's $87.3 million town budget is up a notch from the 2015 spending plan. Colony is well on its way to reaching a $4 million fund balance, in line with attaining the goal set by State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli. Mahan announced progress on various town improvement projects and said Colony is in line with a countywide shared services initiative.
We have been working with Albany County Sheriff Apple and his people, and Bethlehem Police Department, and Saratoga, and what it all comes down to is better communication between all of the different agencies, which helps us provide much better service.
Colony Police Chief John Teal says the consortium will share newer technology via computer-aided dispatch data and records management systems.
Albany County has really been great by financing the backbone of the system, by working on the infrastructure. Ultimately, we hope to share the costs of the infrastructure and parse out licenses for the software. Overall, what we're looking at right now is a potential savings for the town of over $100,000 a year in maintenance costs. And I think for every participant, their maintenance costs will be cheaper if we consolidate this type of service. It'll also build in a redundancy in our data systems we don't have now.
The project is expected to roll out any time from 18 months to 2 years from now. Mahan is committed to fixing the town's infrastructure.
We have about a 10-year plan in place for our sewer department, Pure Waters Department, and about a 5 to 7 year plan for our water department. And we're on our second 5-year plan with 10 years altogether towards our paving. And, you know, although these are not, very flowery type of projects, you don't see the pipes in the ground, you don't know what's going on, but it's necessary to put our money in those areas.
Now, as a community leader, do you cringe when you hear about something like the Lansingburg pipe that burst in Troy?
You know, it's very scary stuff. It really is. Number one, you have to think about safety, health and safety. And second of all, you've got to fix things. You can't let it go. And then you get into the money portion of it. It's a tremendous cost to fix something like that. That's why it's so important to take a proactive approach. It happens, and you have to be prepared to fix it. Last year, we had, from January to April, we had 157 water breaks, which was costly, but we had to fix them when they broke. That's the way it works. But we were prepared for that.
Paula Mahan's complete State of Colony address can be heard at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.